Masechet Holin Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph will list all of the injuries that would not make an animal a terefa. Mishnah says, "Ve'elu keshirot ba'behema." These injuries are kosher in an animal because they're not considered to be life threatening. Nikeba hagargeret. If the wall of the windpipe had a hole in it, or shinisteka, or it was slit along the length. In the previous Mishnah, we spoke about the pipe that was cut across its width. That would be a problem. That would make it unkosher. But here the pipe is cut along its length from the mouth to the lung, so it would be considered okay. Ad kamat tehsad will qualify the ruling about the windpipe with a hole in it. How much could be missing from the windpipe? How big could the hole be for the animal to be kosher? Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, ad ki isar italki, up to the size of an Italian isar coin. Anything more than that, then the animal would be a terefa. Nifhata gulgolet viloni kav kerum shel moach. The skull was cracked, but there was no hole in the brain. Nikav halev velo lebet halalo. If the wall of the heart had a hole in it, but it didn't go all the way into the chamber. Nishbera hashidra velo nifsaka huchela. If the spine was broken, but the spinal cord wasn't cut. Nitela hakaved vishtayer hemena kezait. If the liver was removed, but a small piece the size of an olive remained. Him ses ubeta kosochi nikebu zelet tochze. The third stomach and the second stomach had a hole that went from one into the other. So therefore they were touching and covered up. Nital hatehol, if the spleen was removed. Nitelua kelayot, the kidneys were removed. Nital lehya tahton, if the bone of the lower jaw was dislocated, so the animal can't chew anymore. Nitilaha emshelaf, the womb was removed. Vaharuta bide shamayim, or if the lung shriveled when the animal was scared through like hearing thunder or some sort of natural cause, in all of the above cases, the animal is kosher. Now we'll have a machloket about one more type of injury. Hageluda, v'bimir machshir v'hachamim poslin, an animal whose skin was removed while it was alive. The Bimir says it's kosher, and Hachamim say that it's unfit. Hachamim say that the animal is terefa when the entire skin was removed, but if a small amount of the skin remained along the spine, then the animal is kosher. On the other hand, if the skin covering the spine was removed, the animal is a terefa, even if the rest of the skin is still in place.